serious business now. Toilet snakes, toilet rats, killer peasicles. There are a lot of toilet tales out there that maybe don't smell quite right. So we decided to Snopes that, meaning we hit up Tacoma resident David Mickelson, who is founder of the fact-checking website Snopes.com. The site may have turned its focus more toward politics lately, but over the last 25 years, it's accumulated an impressive library of toilet myths, urban legends, and occasionally hard-to-believe true stories. He joined us in our Tacoma studios to help us make sense of it all. What did you find out about the invention of the toilet?
Well, it's sort of a legend that the modern flush toilet, was invented by a man named Thomas Crapper, and that's why Crapper is sort of a, you know, vulgar or slang synonym for toilet to this day. But that idea was largely spread by a less than accurate biography called Flushed with Pride. Thomas Crapper was a sort of a sanitary engineer or plumber, as we might call him, in London, over 100 years ago. He did hold some patents on, plumbing-related inventions. He did manufacture and sell plumbing items, including flush toilets, but he did not actually invent the modern flush toilet. A case of too good a coincidence to pass up, that a man named Crapper was somehow involved with toilets, and somebody along the way is bound to make the obvious connection, even though it's not true, that, oh, he invented these things, that's why they're called Crappers,
So let's talk about toilet snakes and rats and lizards and whatever else. There's always these stories about some kind of critter crawling out from the pipes out of the toilet, sometimes when someone's sitting on it, and hilarity slash terror ensues. So does that stuff really happen?
It does. I mean, probably not nearly as much as is claimed, but it's certainly not unknown that rats and snakes and other things will come up sewage pipes. And, more than one unfortunate homeowner has found a rat swimming around in his toilet bowl or a snake crawling around in one. Most people think that couldn't happen because surely they'd drown, but piping has a lot more openings and a lot more air spaces than most people think.
So there's like air pockets and stuff like that?
Yes, especially when, plumbing, dips and goes around bends and things like that. It's not just, completely 100% filled with water all of the way, that, and smaller critters can make their way through it and find enough air pockets to keep going till they eventually reach an exit somewhere, which in some cases turns out to be the one that opens into the toilet bowl.
Well, on a related note, something you wrote about with somewhat extensively was about the sort of alligators in the sewers question.
A
lot of times these originate with, the idea of maybe a baby alligator gets flushed down the toilet, or people release a pet and they find their way into the sewers, and then there's a thriving colony under New York City of alligators. So is that true, and how did you go about investigating it?
Well, yeah, in general, no, it's not true, I mean, at least in the sense of there are no, thriving colonies of alligators living in the sewers of New York or anywhere else. And I think, as we pointed out, it's really, a New York sewer would be a completely inhospitable environment for an alligator to live in the first place. As I recall, we did a whole lot of tracing. There was like maybe one report of an alligator being found in a sewer in New York way back in the 1920s, and a whole lot of legendary about it ever since.
So when I was growing up, I was regularly on the lookout for frozen feces and urine falling from the sky that originate from airplane toilets. How worried should I be?
Blue ice, I think, as they call it. It's kind of, again, a misperception, that, the toilets on airplanes just, opened into empty space. So when you flush them, the stuff went right out of the plane and, spewed over wherever the plane was flying over at the moment. But of course, they don't do that, and they're not allowed to do that. For the most part, kind of those legends are fostered by sometimes ice forms on the outside of airplanes and, you know, may break off and fall to the ground. And people think that that's stuff that came out of a toilet. You know, there may have been a few occasions over the year where, you know, inadvertently, you know, the holding tanks on a plane, you know, got a leak or a rupture and some unfortunate material came out. But they certainly don't just willy-nilly dump things out from, you know, 30,000 feet, and they're not allowed to do that either.
Well, what about that picture of the woman impaled on a with a like a golden javelin of frozen pee?
A frozen shaft of urine, yes. That was kind of one of like the seminal, you know, internet fake photos, that it was just, you know, something that was fabricated for an article somewhere. I don't think it even originated on the internet. I think someone scanned it in from a print publication, but completely out of context, it was, you know, circulated on the internet for years, along with the caption that, yes, a falling frozen shaft of urine from an airplane had impaled this person, you know, standing on the ground and killed him.
I wonder, I mean, toilets are sort of uniquely taboo in certain ways. I mean, we don't like to talk about those things in public. I mean, on our show, we seem to not have any problem with it. But I wonder, does that also lend itself to these types of explanations, fantasies, stories, and legends?
Certainly. Yeah, it's probably not a kind of legend that would be told now that we're not so squeamish about toilets. But, you know, we're a number of sort of embarrassment legends that played on those. Like the a prominent one several decades ago was a woman who's attending, say, a party in a house and goes to use the restroom and or the bathroom, not knowing that it had been recently repainted, including inexplicably the toilet seat itself, hadn't quite dried. So she sits down to use the toilet and finds that when she's done, she can't get back up because the not quite dry paint has sort of glued her buttocks to the seat. And the homeowner has to come and unscrew the seat to get her loose from the toilet and then take her to the emergency room to try and have a doctor separate her skin from the seat. You know, the punchline generally being that the woman exclaims to the doctor, you know, have you ever seen anything like this before? You know, kind of nervously. And the doctor says, well, yes, but I believe this is the first time I've ever seen one framed.
So I wonder, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I get the sense that these types of urban legends were kind of the bread and butter for Snopes early on, and that, and you know, obviously, as you said, you've moved in a little bit of a more substantive direction in terms of looking into politics and and all manner of, you know, global public affairs. And I wonder, do you ever miss just a good old-fashioned toilet snake story?
Yeah, I do miss the kind of material we used to do about urban legends. Although, you know, certainly things related to toilets fall into the embarrassment class of legends. And just one of the artifacts of modern society is there's a lot less that we're really supremely embarrassed about these days that could form the basis for those kind of legends. You know, we went from, you know, not showing toilets on television to now, you know, movies and TV shows routinely feature characters, you know, sitting on toilets in stalls conversing with each other. So, you know, there's really no taboo or embarrassment factor to it anymore.
Well, we on Sound Effect are doing our part to, you know, help really scuff up the public dialogue as much as possible. You know, David Mickelson, founder of Snopes.com and Tacoma resident, thank you so much for coming in to talk toilets with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.